The United States has welcomed Japan's interest in boosting its maritime activities in the South China Sea. The U.S. Navy says they seek to enhance cooperative efforts with the Japanese to contribute to the security and stability of the region. This comes after Japanese Defense Minister Tomomi Inada said Tokyo is to step up its activity in the South China Sea through joint training patrols with the U.S. and bilateral and multilateral exercises with regional navies. Inada also said that Japan, which has its own territorial dispute with China in the East China Sea, will help build the capacity of coastal states in the South China Sea. Japan has already expressed readiness to provide Vietnam and the Philippines, which have claims over the South China Sea, with new patrol ships and surveillance aircraft. Well, we were earlier talking to Mr. Jeff Brown. He's an expert in Sino-Western relations, and he joins us via Skype from Beijing. Many thanks for joining us here on Press Eve, Mr. Brown. Now, we were talking about Japan's interest in boosting its maritime activities in the South China Sea. What do you make of it?
Well, what's happened is we all know that Japan is a vassal occupied country by the United States. And what's happened is Washington got on the phone and told Abe, hold this press conference and tell everybody that we're going to be doing these joint exercises together, because the real story is the Philippines. And in the Philippines last week, Rodrigo Duterte, at the ASEAN meeting, was showing a photograph of an American genocide during the subjugation of the Philippines back in the early 1900s. The Philippines now are coming out and saying, in the press and to the world, that the Abu Sayyaf group in Mindanao in southern China is nothing more than an American controlled group that the special forces use there to create false flags to justify more American presence in the Philippines. And also President Duterte also called off joint work, cruises and patrols in the South China Sea. So the United States is reeling from this. I mean, it's basically the emperor has no clothes. The emperor is causing these false flags in the Philippines and are being asked to leave. And so this is, and I guess the CIA has surmised that they can't assassinate Duterte. He's probably got a pretty good security detail. And so this is their fallback position as well. Now we've got to come and go back to our reliable and, obsequious Japan and ask them to save us face and say they're going to do the patrols instead of with the Philippines.
Right, but Mr. Brown, does it concern you at all that the pressure or the leverage the U.S. has over Japan is taking a military form, where we're seeing an escalation in defense spending, in these naval exercises, and more military presence within the region?
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head, because the United States even forced or bought the votes in the Diet, the legislature in Japan, to change its constitution, which the U.S. forced them to sign back after World War II, to be a peaceful country and not have foreign military a presence. And now the United States has forced Japan to renege on that clause in their constitution so that they can militarize and be a force to combat. This is all about China. This is all about China. And, and you're absolutely right. It is frightening, because Japan has a history going back into the 19th century, since the Meiji Restoration, of brutal colonialism and imperialism along the same lines as the United States and France and the United Kingdom. So yes, it is very concerning and something that we all need to be taken note of.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's Jeff Brown, expert in Sino-Western relations, who's joining us via Skype from Beijing. Mr. Brown, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.